None but the hungry heart. 9:29. The excellent glory. We all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18a. During the first half of your Christian life, you are concerned about your doing. In the second half, you will be burdened about your being. The more simply devoted you are to the Lord Jesus, who is worthy of all devotion, the more fragrance there will be in all your ways, for it will be manifested that you are not seeking yourself, not wincing because your rights are invaded, or that you are not as much cared for as you are entitled to be. Rather, there is only one governing thought of your life about everything, and that is how you may distinguish him who fills every need in your heart and lights it up with unfading joy. Nothing can be so divinely beautiful on earth as a believer so transformed by the Spirit of God that he is in heavenly manners here on earth, so that he does not in any of his ways deny the Lord Jesus Christ, but in the most trying hour of his history upon earth, the Lord can say of him, "Thou hast a little power, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name." In creation, God planted a man in the garden in innocence. In redemption, he has planted a man in heaven in glory. There is a glory that excelleth. The glory in redemption leaves the glory that was once in creation as nothing. For every believer who actually crosses over into the promised land, there are far too many who stand for a while and look longingly across the river, and then turn sadly back to the comparative safety of the sandy wastes of the self-life, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18b.